You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Game week.
Well, who would have thought three games in we'd be dropping Liverpool for Leeds and bumping off West Ham's goal-shy players for Brighton assets. It's a topsy-turvy start to the season, Danny Pryor. The only person who still delivers, despite Liverpool having gone awful, is Captain Obvious, which I'm sure you were delighted by Mo Salah's late goal in the Monday night game between Manchester United and Liverpool. He always gets you out of a hole, doesn't he?
No, not always, but, you know, it's rule one of FPL, isn't it? Captain Salah.
Yeah, well, it's a rule I've flouted for many a year now, and I will continue to do so. Luckily, I got above average just points 52. Dan, you got, what, about 62 with your Mo in place?
63. Off the back of my wild card, yeah.
I was pleased having captained Ivan Toney. I thought I was quite pleased that he got one very tight offside goal, so he should have really had two in that game for Brentford, but he got 16. So out of our front three of Haaland, Jesus and Ivan Toney, I captained the right one, which I'm pleased with. It's not often I do captain the right guy, but I was quite pleased with that, although he only got me 16. And then well, there wasn't much else going on points wise. Jesus had an amazing game, didn't he, for Arsenal? But didn't register any goals, just a little assist for him. And Haaland popped up with one. Well, where else does he go? I'm gonna tell you what, Son is on borrowed time for me. I mean, what is wrong with him this season? He's away at Nottingham Forest next, so it should come good then. What, Martinelli got six. Zinchenko's looking good for Arsenal. We've got six. But, I mean, it was all a lot of teams finding that the big-name defenders didn't deliver this season. I've seen a lot of back fives with ones and zeros across the board. Were you one of those teams, Pryor?
Yeah, look, Walker and Cancelo got one between them. James got one. Mm. Alisson got one. Defence completely screwed my team this week. So the points I got elsewhere, it was incredible. Everyone registered, but the back line completely messed up. If they'd got like a couple of sixes, I'd have been having an amazing game week. But yeah,
have you got Ivan Perisic yet? Did you put him in? I think you were talking.
No, I had him at the start. Game week one, I had him, and then two, and then I got rid of him. He was benched last week anyway. But he's one of the top scoring defenders. I mean, only played like a game and about 20 minutes at Chelsea. So
yeah, it's amazing, isn't he?
He looks as good as I'd hoped. I wonder how it'll work once the Champions League gets started, because I suspect he's more likely to feature in that than Sessegnon. But he does look very good, as I hoped. Great cross with the ball.
Or Segerson, as you used to call him, didn't you? You used to call Sessegnon Segerson. They were great days. Hey, Forest's mad transfer spending spree were like spending the most money of any team in Europe. Did you see
the new leagues?
We were being, yeah, hopefully with not the same disastrous ending. But look, we needed to buy a lot of players because most of ours are on loan last year. It's fine. Yeah. Our Greek owners have got deep pockets. It's all good. But there was the talk that Reguilon might be coming to us. That was amazing. Imagine, if, imagine if that happened. So he would be... He'd be amazing, wouldn't he?
Solid left back, yeah, quite quick. Just not much end product, but I think he'd do a good job defensively.
I think he would do. I think Nico Williams is doing. He's catching a lot of people's eyes at the moment.
His price went up today.
His price has gone up, exactly. He's that popular. His price has gone up because he's just looking pretty dangerous at that in that wing back position, possibly performing better than the wing backs at Liverpool who let him go at the moment. Well, not possibly, certainly yes, he's looking a lot better than them, and they are very expensive and they're delivering very little. Have you got, what Liverpool players have you got left apart from Mo?
Alisson, that's it.
Oh yeah, that didn't really work out either, did it? Because they're just leaking goals left, right and centre.
Well, the thing is, they're at home to Bournemouth next, aren't they? Who don't look very good. And then Newcastle, I think Newcastle at home is different to playing them away, especially if Wilson is injured. So, but midweek games start now, don't they? Saturday, so you're talking about Perisic and such. Rotation's going to kick off. Have you seen the quote from Pep saying that?
Haaland won't
be playing two games a week.
Now he has one game a week. I tell you now, when we have games every 3 days that Erling will not play, I will play Alvarez. So there you go. He will be rotated once the midweek games start and all the Champions League action starts.
Does this make you think you might get Kane or maybe Nunez back?
Kane seems like the obvious swap, doesn't he, price-wise at the moment? And with fairly good-looking fixtures on the horizon for Kane.
I saw a stat about Tottenham that they only play outside of London once in between now and December. All their fixtures, the away games, they're all kind of southeast.
Local, so there's no travelling involved.
If you believe that the travel is an issue. I suppose if you're going away to Southampton, then away to Newcastle, those kind of games.
Yeah, if you've got those long trips, big fit. I mean, it was one of Thomas Tuchel's excuses. They couldn't fly to Leeds and that's why they were so bad. Oh, they had to get a coach like all the normal people. Oh, it must be so exhausting having to get a coach. Unbelievable, but they should be used to not flying because when they're on the when the old Roman was sidelined, they had to they couldn't fly anywhere, could they? Or they always had to share hotel rooms because money was tight for a while. So they should be used to that. But yeah, what a surprise that was. I mean, I not many people would have put Leeds to win at home to Chelsea down on their coupon, would they, Pryor?
Well, some people would get a player called Rodrigo Marino when it
was no, I can't believe he's got him already.
As opposed to...
It was always my plan to get him next week.
Now he's 6.3, so that worked out really well for you.
No, I got him at 6.2, so it's not the end of the world, but still, it's his run of scoring will probably come to an end. But he's not the only star Leeds player, is he, at the moment? I'm considering doubling up on Leeds, which I would never have considered just a month ago. But they've got Brighton away is quite a hard game for them, to be honest. That could they could struggle to score in that. But then Everton at home, Brentford away, Forest at home. For resurgent Leeds, it's under Jesse Marsh in his lovely grey jeans. He's a funny character, isn't he? Jesse Marsh, Ted Lasso, the real life Ted Lasso, and that other guy that we've talked about already this season, Aronson, Brendan Aronson, the American soccer ball player. He popped up with a goal, and he's looked fairly decent when I've seen him play for Leeds.
He has looked good. I mean,
his first goal of the season.
I think it helps they had that goal from Mendy's disaster there, though. I mean, it almost feels like the keeper should get a minus point for that just because it's ruined everyone else's clean sheets with that issue. Yeah. And towards the end of last season, I was getting annoyed watching Chelsea because I needed them to get points against Arsenal and they did that then. They kept doing these defensive clangers where they were messing around in their back line and doing just disastrous things. So I'm impressed with Leeds' win, but then I wonder whether... You know, when you go 1-0 up, then you are inviting the other teams to come forward. Was there a bit of that in there as well? I like that Aronson, but I don't think I'll get him in FPL. I don't think it's necessarily going to translate to points. And I don't know if he's on like set pieces and penalties.
No, it's true. He's he's not necessarily guaranteed points, but I mean, Rodrigo's fast becoming a must-have. Surprisingly, only 22% ownership at the moment with those coming up.
Would you say probably 25% of people have just done a team and left it, and that's the end of their season? At the start of the season.
True. Yeah, yeah.
So true. Then 22% becomes more like a third of people. And then, you know, his price has gone up so fast that a lot of people just will be like, forget it, he's already gone up too much. It might be a case of that thing I had with Vardy that season when they won the league, where I just thought, I'm not going to get Vardy because the next game he's not going to score. It's been five games in a row. Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
And it was just, and he will carry on scoring. Yeah. But I mean, but because of his price and the fact he's just playing up front as a striker and he's classed as a midfielder, even if he goes up to 6.5, he's still an absolute bargain and needs to carry this run on. I don't know why his price would put people off that much. He's still cheap, you know.
I just think there's a lot of juggling at the moment, isn't there? A lot of people trying to figure out what they're going to do with, like, their, like you said, their pricey assets, like the Robertson and Trent Alexander-Arnold owners.
Yeah, you're well, having exactly,
a crisis
yeah.
of confidence, and Nunes getting suspended. And
are you going to get grossed out by Trossard? I mean, Trossard scored at the weekend, has looked good to the start of the season. Gross has had his best performance in a couple of seasons on FPL, hasn't he? He's got 24 points from three games for Pascal Gross, the Grossberger himself, who had a bit of a rubbish season last season, wasn't it? But I think the season before that, he was excellent.
He's been one of those FPL sort of classic players, isn't he? That, you know, people get sometimes more when he's like 4.5 mil, that kind of thing. But yeah, he's been
alright. I'd say 5.7.
Silva's been the early sort of success story, hasn't he? With a return every game. Martinelli, Gabriel Martinelli, Silva, and now he's 6.4, and they've still got two good fixtures coming up: home to Fulham, home to Villa.
Oh, Martinelli, yeah. Did you give him his full name? Is that you give him his full name? I thought you were talking about Bernardo Silva. As we all know, Gabriel Martinelli Silva, yeah. Oh, yes, he has returned every game, hasn't he? We've both had him from the start of the season, and he is quietly delivering the goods. Yeah, quite impressive, really, isn't he?
I've got three
Arsenal players in my team at the moment. That must be quite hard for you as a Spurs fan to do, is it? But you've got Jesus and Martinelli.
Well, you just have to detach yourself from that side of it. It was many years ago that
I didn't
back Henry. I wouldn't pick an Arsenal player on my team, and Henry killed my FPL prospects for many a year. But sometimes it's not like I'm cheering them on and going, yeah, you'd have scored. But Jesus, everyone had. I would never have picked him, but everyone had him, so... I picked him purely on that at the start of the season, which probably
still
a good job I did.
81.5% ownership.
Well, and that's crazy because, I mean, his price has gone up this week. So it's like, who the hell didn't have him at the start has bought him in as well? He had the highest ownership. They're doing well. They're delivering nice clean sheets and stuff.
They are.
I wonder about them against Mitrovic. That's the sort of striker that I'd wonder how they're going to get on. We'll see, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. He might find a way through. He's having a very strong start to the season. But, I mean, defensive-wise, they're doing quite well, aren't they? With Zinchenko, who I've got. Saliba's goal was unbelievably good, wasn't it? For a centre-back, isn't it? It was quite amazing. But, Arsenal, because, of course, Odegaard had a blinder as well. He's always had that in his locker. He pops up with the odd brace here and there, doesn't he? But then he'll go a bit quiet in terms of FPL. But, they are firing on all cylinders, Arsenal, at the moment. Bernardo Silva, the other Silva, Dan, was someone you mentioned, Simon. Did you bring him in your wild card? He's got his first return of the season, really, playing his first full 90 minutes draw with Newcastle.
Price had dropped with all those Barca rumours, so he was an attractive option, and he always did do well every now and again. But now, like we say, the double games start, so... It might be that he gets rotated, but he's someone I like at that price, and certainly more than Grealish, who I stupidly picked instead of him at the start of the season. And then luckily I got out of a lot of players before their prices dropped this game week with that wild card. He's worth getting, but then who'd you get rid of? Yeah. You know, you got Martinelli, Rodrigo, Salah, they're the must-haves, and then... We had that sort of middle money ground, didn't we, where it's like Kulusevski. Who did you go for? You went for Diaz, didn't you? And I said,
I've got Diaz at the
Madison.
Moment, yeah.
Yeah,
and Madison scored that free kick, didn't he? I didn't know, that's right. Yeah, I didn't. And then, of course, Maximan's looking pretty good as well for Newcastle in that sort of 6.5 price range.
I'll tell you what's criminal is you're not mentioning Zaha.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Yeah, I mean, he's had an amazing start to the season, isn't he?
Yeah.
Unbelievable start to the season.
Three goals already. Away at City's not ideal, but I mean, they did just ship three goals and home to Brentwood, Brentford.
Brentwood.
To the Sugar Hut.
Yeah. He has had quite an impressive start to the season. They three goals already.
Yeah,
Palace
are doing
yeah,
well.
They are doing very well. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many potentially good players out there from this week's game, certainly. So if you are playing a wild card, probably a nice time to play a wild card now, I'd imagine.
I just think do you know what it is? It's the price changes. If you don't do it now, this is when everyone's doing it, so all the price changes are the most wild they're going to be. After, you know, the next 3 or 4 weeks, they'll slow down to, like, the odd 4 or 5 players. But at the moment, it's like 15 players a week going up and 15 going down.
Yeah, because the aforementioned Jesus has gone up to 8.2. Going down, obviously, Jared Bowen, because West Ham don't seem to be scoring at all. Matt Doherty for Spurs has gone down to 4.7. Raheem Sterling, who had for the first week, has gone down to 9.9 now. I still think he does this, Raheem Sterling, where he keeps having chances, scores a few that are disallowed for being offside. He will score a hat-trick at some point in the next month, I reckon. But I've not got him at the moment because I don't know when that's going to happen.
No, I think a player like that,
a bit strange.
An asset like that, you know, that's only worth if you're going to captain him because, you know, if he does get a hat-trick once every, like, 5 games, the points aren't going to really work out as an average very well. So I would only get him.
I always thought when he was at City, it was because he was always being rotated, and that's why he didn't deliver all the time on a more consistent basis. But from the start to his Chelsea career, he's just not delivering because he's quite infuriating and is caught offside quite a lot and misses the odd chance every game before scoring. But yeah, I think, I mean, if Chelsea had a double, I'd certainly fancy putting Raheem back in for a double. But
you know, we should talk moment, about because we gave him so much stick before is United and that performance, not just the win. Game they were very good. I don't know where that performance came. I think Liverpool were quite bad as well. I think Liverpool weren't very good on the day, but Man U were much more above average than they normally were. Sancho's price 7.3 at the moment. Didn't deliver a lot last season. 3 goals, 4 assists. But if this is the start of something, a little run of form. Well, fixtures are all so. But
turned corner with Southampton away next. You'd have thought this is a turning of a corner. Rashford is still he's a midfielder, isn't he? But he was playing up front the other night. So whether
died every game as well. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, whether because he could still be a bargain if this is a turnaround in form, it's worth keeping an eye on.
Wonder because their goals were counter attack goals, whether they might just be suited to a team that's pressing them hard, and then, you know, when they go and play some of these other teams, they might not be afforded as much room on the counter. But
yes,
that was true, a good performance.
Yeah. Yes, it was very impressive, and against Liverpool as well, with all the local rivalry. The top scoring strikers of the week were a bit of a surprise. He's assisty Andy Scorey and worth a cheap explorey, Dan. Remember your old song about him, Shay Adams, with a brace.
Yeah,
very surprised to see that. And he only played half an hour, scored 12 points against Leicester. Lovely second goal, I think it was. Very nice.
You must
scissor kick finish.
You must be delighted to see Watkins performing so well since you sold him.
Yeah, I know, it's really annoying because he didn't start I mean, you can see why I did it, Dan, because I started the season with him and he was on the bench. So I thought, well, I'm going to have to get Haaland in as well after that first week. And then every week after that, Watkins has delivered goals. But I do still think they've got very hard fixtures coming up with Arsenal away and Man City at home on the cards in the near future. So I'm not rushing back in for him just yet. But I noticed Bailey's quite an annoying player as well. He had an assist and hit the woodwork, and he's still 4.9. I mean, he still feels like he could deliver at some point if he avoids injury.
It was like, forget it.
But he's quite annoying, isn't he? He's annoying quite a lot of people, I think. And then the other top scoring striker, Dan, can you guess who the other top scoring striker was?
No, it was some Forest player.
A young man from Nottingham with his bow and arrow goal celebration, getting three bonus points in his first goal of the season. It was Brennan, our boy Brennan Johnson. He's one of our own. He doesn't have a sponsor on his shirt. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with our shirt sponsor, by the way. I don't think it's a stance.
No, it isn't a stance. Of course it isn't.
They still haven't sorted out the deal. Because the old boxed boilers sponsorship, they announced, oh, the club have decided not to go with us this season. They're changing the way they do sponsorship. But, I mean, what sort of, their S&P department at the City Ground needs to up their game. It's embarrassing to have started the season three games in and still no shirt sponsor. You should be making a fortune out of that.
The shirt looks better for it, but it's a bit tinned.
It does look nice. There's some people selling iron-on old sponsors, you know, like classic sponsors from yesteryear, like Labatt's and Shipston's and Panasonic from the 70s. Like, you can iron-on your own sponsorship because the club can't seem to sort out the deal.
Why would you get that?
It's just a bit of a weird thing to do, but I quite like the nostalgia of it. Iron on a Labatt's sponsorship on your new Forest shirt.
I mean, you're talking to the clubs that have they have training gear sponsors now, and you know, they have who's on the bench sponsors, and then you got a club that can't get a sponsor for their actual shirt.
We haven't even got one. It's embarrassing, really. Yeah, it makes us look like a tin pot outfit, which we're clearly not the way we're spending.
I have just got rid of
Jesse Lingard. I think he doesn't look quite sharp enough. I mean, he has spent all of last season rotting on the bench at Old Trafford, didn't he? And I sort of got caught up in the hype and forgot about that. But Morgan Gibbs-White, I know you're disturbed by the amount of money spent on that, him as a signing, which seems quite an inflated amount, but I still think he looks very good at 5.5 million and potentially I'm watch listing him for now, but if we have a decent run of fixtures, once we've got Man City out of the way and
this
Tottenham,
is madness,
might be going in for Morgan Gibbs-White because he looks very good.
What an absolute load of nonsense, really. A sort of left fullback. He's a midfielder on this game, so he won't get a clean sheet bonus.
Who? Morgan Gibbs-White. He's more like sitting just behind the front two. He's not a wing back. He's like a winger, an out and out.
Listen, Dyson, he's 5.5 mil. It's ridiculous. You either buy a cheap bit of bench fodder that's never going to be in, which is like 4.5 mil, 5 mil, or you pay for your premiums. You're not going in on. But you can get De Silva for 4.6.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Hey, look, I'm just saying, put Morgan Gibbs-White on your watch list. Never got a fair crack of the whip at Wolves. They never seem to want to play him for some reason. I don't know why, but he is big things expected from him because he is sharper than Jamings. Right. And he's not messing around on TikTok all day. He's actually quite.
Oh, someone's turned their tune. He's already blaming him on TikTok and the youth for today. Well,
he's focused on his clothing range. No, I think it just looks like he needs to get back into the day-to-day playing week in, week out. You know?
With Cluffy, they've been on Pac-Man down the arcades too much.
Yeah, they've not been out drinking enough. They've been playing video games. They've been playing Pong at home, and that's why they're not focused on football anymore. But
they're always messing around with their Polaroids. It's a disaster.
Yeah, it was a long time ago since we were in the top flight, Dan. Thanks for reminding me of that. But you've done your wild card. You got all right. But you got so many wild cards this season, it's not as important. Yeah, I suppose.
I'm happy with it. Settled team there going into this week. A lot of players at home, good fixtures. A little bit of a worry about Pep rotation, a little bit of a worry about Madison. Yeah. You know, that was kind of someone I was probably just going to put in for one game and then switch up. But now I might just hang on to him because he started the season in good form. Maybe in a transfer window shuts, and it's apparent that he's not getting a move, then it'll pack it in. But I might just sit on that and have a free transfer this week. I feel like Newcastle or someone I should be circling around. My big regret already this season.
Yeah, it's not been Trippier.
Yeah. I had him in that team at one point and then I got Perisic in and said, then I sold it. So I should have gone with that.
And now he's already started scoring his free kicks as well. So he's just like looking like a must-have defensive-wise for his price as well.
Yeah.
Some decent, but like this season, it seems like the really expensive, overpriced, or certainly the Liverpool wing backs are not delivering for their value so far. And there are cheaper ones around the 5 million mark that you can get. But I suppose the template bench at the moment, I see a lot of people have got Nico Williams, and they've also got Andreas, the midfielder for Fulham. And he got his first assist of the season. He looks pretty good. He takes all the corners, all those set pieces. He looks like he could be a decent, and still at just 4.5 million. He could be all right, but they've got some tough games coming up, so he won't be leaving my bench just yet.
No, I'm happy with just having bench players that won't come in at the moment. I've still got that.
Yeah.
I bought in that Everton guy that I tipped. No one has him. 6.1% ownership. Patterson, 4 million. He's played every 90 minutes of every game. Obviously, they don't get any clean sheets or anything, but he's just a player I'll probably never play. He's behind Nico Williams. He's there. Hey, look, the only defenders with two assists this season, Emerson Royale and Perisic.
Yes. A lot of people talking about Emerson Royale, but he's going to get rotated, though, isn't he?
Well, we'll find out pretty soon, yeah. The tour's on Thursday night. We'll find out how this all works. Same with with Arsenal and Chelsea, all sorts of clubs in Europe. It's when we're going to start to suffer, probably. But
yes, that's when we'll all have to start, yeah.
Captain this week?
I'm thinking at the moment it's looking like it really should be potentially sticking with Ivan Toney at home to Everton, who are fast becoming the whipping boys, or Jesus at home.
Jesus at home,
because he's looking very confident, isn't he? He's looking really confident.
Captained at the weekend, so it is captain obvious. Yeah. Stick you would beat him. That's 2 weeks in a row. Haaland and then Jesus. But Salah at home to Bournemouth.
Yes, of course, yeah. So I'll keep Luis Diaz for one more game for that, certainly. And then if Son doesn't deliver against Forest, though, I think I'm going to have to get rid.
How are you feeling about that match, we should say? First game between both our teams.
Oh, it's a nice Sunday afternoon bank holiday weekend. Looking forward to it. You know, can't wait to see how we get on. But I'm not massively confident. But, you know, anything can happen, Pryor. Anything can happen. With Forest at the moment, you never know. I would personally love it after you've completely poo-pooed him if Morgan Gibbs-White scores the only goal of the game. That would be very nice, wouldn't it?
Son will do well. But how do you feel about that?
That's it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Well, you know, that's it. Well, you can't mix club loyalty and FPL, Dan, as we know. As you've just said earlier on in the podcast, I was going to say, Dean Henderson in goal is proving to be quite good. Even if we don't get a clean sheet, he's getting points, as I predicted at the start of the season. So he's looking very good. Baseball-capped Dean Henderson has got a lot to prove. But yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see what happens in the game week derby, the final game of this game week on Sunday, the 28th of August at 4:30.
Maybe we can sponsor Forest. Get the podcast on the front.
even Game Week could sponsor them. I mean, that would be
design. Get your blank shirt, get our logo on the front.
Yes, if you're a local, if you're a local Sunday league club and you've got a plain shirt, just stick Game Week on there. Just drop me and Dan will draw it on in pen if you want. And then you can spread the word about this podcast, because I think if we actually sponsor the club, our outlay may be more than we bring in.
I thought you were just stupid of it being a similar level. You went straight from Forest to Sunday League.
I'm thinking realistically. Top of the game week league table is still Paul Bradbury, mid-table minnows, but he didn't do so well. He only got 44 this game week, so I think he might not be top for much longer. Quite a few people catching up with him, including Stephen Hardman and Tyson Miller and his team Trench. It's exciting times at the top of the game week league table. Dan, have you got anything else to add?
No, that'll cover us, I think. I'm hoping for another good game week, maybe some clean sheets, given there's defenceless last game week. It was a disaster.
Yes, yeah, not great for a lot of people suffering in the old defensive department at this time of the season. But a lot can change then. You know, there's still time for Trent Alexander-Arnold to prove that he's worth 7.5 million or whatever he is these days. But yeah, we'll see. Okay, mate. Well, let's reconvene after the Spurs Forest game, a game I never thought I'd see in the Premier League. It's happening. And until then, remember, it may be a fantasy, but it's flipping serious.
Game week.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.